The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
In 2008 of June, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer, given a 50% chance to live 1 year. And like Jordan says, the longest living patient was 6 years. And 14 years later, here I am, but I have not seen a doctor, had any medication, or had a CAT scan in 12 years.
Coming up on Life Today, Diego Mesa shares his journey of overcoming cancer with help from Jordan Rubin and Natural Remedies.
You know, we tell you oftentimes that we care as much about you as any of the people that you see us helping on the mission field, whether it's feeding them or giving them clean water that is not contaminated and deadly, and where we're rescuing the sexually trafficked. We try to help people everywhere, but we always say, and it's the truth, we care as much about you as these people we're asking you to help us give hope and life to. And Jordan Rubin has helped give life to as many people that are like us. We believe that Jordan, you know, he started out years ago with a Maker's Diet. We were one of the first people to start helping him promote the Maker's way of eating. But he went on to find more ways to help all of us, and Natural Remedies is one of them. And I'm just glad to have him here to help you. So, Jordan, we're glad that you're here. Jordan Rubin, you have a guest. I'm going to let you introduce the guest in a moment, but he had a miracle. So you just take it however you want to. Thank you for the book. Thank you for your life.
This is Pastor Diego Mesa of Abundant Family Living Church and Rancho Cucamonga, California. And Diego and I were introduced by mutual good friend John Bevere, and I had just overcome cancer miraculously. And John was visiting me, and I told him about my healing. And weeks later, he was preaching in Pastor Diego's church, and he called me and he said, "I am preaching at a church where the pastor was just diagnosed with cancer." You were late 40s, I think, correct?
Yeah, 47.
And that's my age right now. And this was someone who you ran
marathons,
and you had renal cell carcinoma diagnosis, kidney cancer, metastatic to the bones, I think on the spinal column. And Diego and I spoke, and at the time he was on a conventional medical course and not ready to follow a natural approach, which was fine. I certainly never push anybody. And about a year later, Pastor Diego called me back, and he and his wife Cindy visited me where I was living in Florida. My wife Nikki and I shared with them how to eat and how to prepare different meals that would be part of Pastor Diego's healing journey. We prayed for him as a church, laid hands on him, which was amazing. And over the course of, I would say, gosh, the next 10 plus years, he has been the most amazing and compliant, miraculous testimonial ever. And what I will say about this man is that he was cursed, not by intention, but told by a doctor that the longest lived person in history, recorded history, with his diagnosis was 6 years. Mm. And we're past 14 years right now. Wow, so this is you're not in the record books for fastest marathon time, but you're in the record books for healing. And I will say this, as great as God's creation is and as amazing what he has given us by ways of natural remedies, the supernatural is so critical. And so what I and Diego both did that I would say is the universal answer to bring healing is a prayer that was quoting scripture. We said it out loud. We alluded to it on a previous program where Kenny Phillips talked about that. But we tell heaven and we warn hell that we are healed by his stripes. And we quote that out loud 3 times a day, and that is the best medicine. And we have amazing prayers in the Natural Remedies book. We have essential oil massage. That was a big part, massage, of what both Pastor Diego and I did. And I remember like it was yesterday getting a call from Diego, and I do have faith, and I try to adopt Hebrews 11:1 faith, but the truth of the matter is that there are times when we can walk on water and times when we fall. And so when I got the phone call from you, my hand was literally shaking because I knew he was going to get a follow-up scan. And coaching someone with a serious health challenge is very emotionally challenging. And so I remember getting that call, and I seemed to lose faith, but it was truly a great moment of my life. And I can say this, that if everything that I've gone through and all the challenges personally, and just watching my wife suffer when I was diagnosed, but to hear, you know, that message from this man and just know that his children and his grandchildren and his church could be impacted, I try to tell people that you just have to have faith, because the challenge you're going through is not just about today, about you. It's about that person you're going to meet that needs to hear the testimony, the good news that you can share. So,
amen.
Diego, I want you to share your heart from your point of view, the journey. Tell us about it.
Well, I say, if you would have saw me as a 47-year-old man in 2008, I would have looked like the perfect specimen of being in shape, but I wasn't healthy. And there are a lot of people who look like me, like they're in shape. Outwardly, they look wonderful, but inwardly, they're not healthy, with a lot of imbalances that were going on in my life. Wasn't drinking a lot of water, just drinking a lot of juices. Hardly ate any vegetables, if anything. No fruits in my diet. Didn't have education about the benefits of that. Too much stress in my life, building a $47 million church, traveling all the time, working out, doing marathons all the time. Just ran my immune system down to zero. To me, violated the laws of God when it comes to health. And in 2008 of June, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer, given a 50% chance to live 1 year. And like Jordan says, the longest living patient was 6 years. And 14 years later, here I am, but I have not seen a doctor, had any medication, or had a CAT scan in 12 years. First 2 years, I did conventional. I didn't know no better, like everybody else. Had my right kidney removed, because that was the origin of it, take it out of me, and then make me well, until the doctor said, you're never going to get well. And I said, what if I come in and feel really great and tell you I want to run marathons again? He said, you will be committing suicide if you come off of this chemo treatment. At that moment, I realized that was not going to be the answer. I was going to have to seek God for something a little bit different. And 1 year into the diagnosis, though, being on conventional treatment, not knowing about a naturopathic healthy diet, the doctor said, well, I'm about ready to tell you, is you equal to you winning the lottery? I've told very few patients, but you're in remission. I don't know how you're in remission, but we have 4 CAT scans that could verify their tumor shrinking and their tumor's no longer there. That's when I knew that God was manifesting my healing power, because like Jordan said, every day, and I can count it for 4 years, less than 5 times did I miss speaking over my body 10 minutes from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, calling out every organ, tissue, blood vessel of my body, my liver, my colon, my bladder, my spleen, and reading 175 scriptures of health and healing over me. And I just tell people, you know, you just got to be ornery. You just got to be ornery. Don't act like you've never been ornery. I could follow you around and I'll see some orneriness within you. Why aren't you like that? You know, I'm as much faith as everybody else, but let's just not say I'm believing God, but not have the actions and the manifestations of believing God. If a doctor told you to take this pill 3 times a day, you would never miss that. You don't miss your appointments, and I'm not here to judge people. Be that way when it comes to the things of God. Mm-hmm. You're in the toughest battle of your life, so you got to match it with that same intensity. The enemy's trying to take you out with everything he's got. You got to fight the good fight of faith to stay in it, the battle. So that's kind of the nutshell of what happened.
Have you watched people respond to what you're saying in your church and take things like this seriously?
I think it is, because Jordan detoxified my mind, because I think the greatest battle is not the physical battle. It's not the cancer. It's right here. Mm-hmm. What you heard, the pictures and images that God, the devil shows you of you being in a hospice, your family over you at the funeral, all those were. So you got to cancel those thoughts, reprogram, get into the Word of God, speak hope. And that's what he gave. He gave me a regimen to follow. He gave me some ways of thinking, but he gave me hope. And that's what a lot of people just need. They need hope. And sometimes you could be so weary down in the battle, you just start accepting it. You just start succumbing to it. You just start saying, I guess it's going to be that way. And that to me, there are two common traits of survivors, the will to live and the will to do whatever it takes to live. Mm. And that's kind of what he told me to do. He told me, this isn't going to be easy. Yeah. It's going to be the greatest fight of your life, but you got to be willing to do this, Diego. And I couldn't say that I was willing when I first talked to him. It took me a year to do that until I said, I think I'm ready now. And that's what we did.
Did you find yourself going through some of the things he learned to do in your journey?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it was a little bit, I'm not going to say flying blind, but I felt like I was pioneering this a little bit. I didn't understand it. I'd already written a book on overcoming cancer before I was diagnosed. And my situation was very unique in terms of how it manifested. But I knew that despite growing up with more of a Baptist upbringing where we used to pray, God, if it's your will to heal, when it came to my family and my future legacy, that wasn't enough. It was, by your stripes, I am healed. And I love the fire that Diego's sharing this. And when I do write a book about cancer again, and I'm planning on it, whenever God opens the door, it is going to be called To Hell with Cancer. Because you can't sit back and allow somebody, no matter how many credentials, degrees, or what kind of a lab coat they're wearing, tell you how long you're going to live, what your life's going to be about. And you absolutely have to storm the gates of hell, and you have to have the power of heaven behind you. And that's what's so important. And I think both of us have learned over the years when we meet people that have been diagnosed, not just with cancer, maybe it's ALS multiple sclerosis or a so-called incurable illness. I can usually tell within 20 minutes what the outcome is going to be, because you are what you believe. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And we are told to listen to our doctors. We're told to look up websites that tell us what percentage chance we have to live. And we immediately believe that as truth. And so what both Diego and I chose, and what all of you need to choose, is life. That's why Moses said, choose life or death, blessing or cursing. And we chose life. But Amen. It wasn't just a verbalization. We followed principles. And what's great is God laid them all out beforehand. And a lot of what we talked about on a previous program, you want to talk about eating healthy fats? Nobody ate more fat than we did. But it was the right fats, the right fruits and vegetables and herbs and spices. And that's what Natural Remedies is filled with, these answers.
Have you found a way that you maintain what you learned from it, a way of life?
Yeah, well, I was a typical Latino Mexican who grew up with his frijoles and his burritos and his tostadas. And for him to introduce things to my diet, I went, ugh, oh, this is like eating like a horse or, a cow. How am I going to eat this, But it's mind over matter. And when you educate yourself to the benefits of what it's doing to your body, then that's when the victory comes. And I've learned that for everything that may have toxins in it, there's a counter to it. So you don't have to have the refined sugar. Just have some honey and maple or something like that. So it's a lot of education that we aren't often aware of that's found in the Bible and out there for us to learn.
You started 17 years ago trying to help us all understand the Maker. Had some suggestions with the Maker's diet. Let me just say this to you. I'm sitting here. You're looking at a miracle. I have rheumatoid arthritis in every joint of my body. My mother couldn't make a fist when she was 50, rheumatoid arthritis. Did you hear what I said? It's in every joint of my body. I'm 100% pain-free. Not kind of pain-free. Interestingly, I began to take natural remedies. My friend, Michael Ellison, started Trivita, which has all these natural remedies. And I've been told by everybody knows, Betty knows, I am the number one natural vitamin taker on the planet. Supplements. The good ones. The best. Mm. I don't miss. And Michael said, God told me, and I researched in the nopal cactus, there's anti-inflammatory. And I took nopal cactus and cured all inflammation in my body in 2 months. That's 12 years. Did you hear what I said? It's Sinopa cactus. Now, you know, you teach all these different natural remedies. I'm saying, would you say for a guy that has rheumatoid arthritis in every joint in his body, I couldn't make a fist when I was in my mid-50s. Look at it. I would drive down the road talking to my hands that couldn't hardly hold the steering wheel. Just like you said, talking to them, telling them exactly where that stuff's to go. I took God very serious. I still take him very serious. But I also take natural remedies very serious. Betty took it very serious. People say, y'all look like a miracle. You can't be married 60 years. She didn't even look like she's 50 years old or 40 years old, okay? Look, we're trying to do what God chose us to do through people like this and through people like you who pray for us. I'm saying to you, we're trying to help you. Mm-hmm. How about you start in a way that changes every year the rest of your life and you can live for the kingdom that's here now, not the one to come. There's no disease there. How about we become overcomers and storm the gates of hell on this planet because the King is here and he's in us and his will can be done on his earth in our bodies. Do you believe that? Well, believe it because it's the truth and you're seeing it, don't you, Diego?
Amen.
His kingdom, because the kingdom is here, he's got power here right now. This is his earth.
Absolutely.
It's not the devil's earth. Don't give any more of it to him. Okay, Father, help everybody here to say, I'm going to live as though the King has come because the Redeemer's come to Zion. The King is here. The kingdom of God is in me and we can overcome the gates of hell right now in Jesus' name. Do it. Well, I pray with all my heart you will get natural remedies, the probiotic diet and essential fasting. You know, we're trying to give food and water, and we've got 350,000 hungry, starving children and families located. And we need a miracle of support. $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children. And I want you to listen, if you would please, right now to one of our missionaries who oversees so much of the work, literally helping us reach millions of people over the years and change their life by giving them food when they were starving to death. And you listen and please hear God and do what leads you to do. Watch closely.
Multiple years of failed crops, and once again this year, the crops are failing. You can see just how dry these are. You can understand that there's no life here. There's no way that these crops are going to produce food. When you look at the soil, you can see how it's dry. There's no moisture here. There's no life in the soil, the same as there's no life in this crop.
When we asked her about the food that she's eating, she said, well, we don't have much, but what I do have is maize and a bit of rice. And that's all she's been able to afford to buy for her children and herself, not even enough. No real nutrients coming into their bodies. And that's why Florinda explained to us that some months back, her child got more and more sick. She described the conditions of what we know as malnutrition. And that she then took her child to the clinic. But before she could even get there, she lost her child. We were unfortunately too late to save Manuela, Florinda's 3-year-old child who died. But Mario's life is still here. We can still save Mario. If you'll open your hearts, we can do that today by bringing mission feeding to this village. We're able to bring life, life in the form of food.
Wow. Betty, you remember us watching little graves like this being dug. One of the early trips into Angola. And I went back the next time we were there to that cemetery, and then there were hundreds. And I began to look, I would see a little toy, maybe a piece of clothing that belonged to a child. I remember seeing a jar with a little baby's picture in it, and that was their marker. It just nearly killed me. And I said, Betty, we have to stop this. And boy, did we ever. When I say we, I'm talking about you. Because when I showed you those little graves, those little markers, you cared. And you reached out and put God's arms around a big world, hundreds of thousands. We have fed as many as a million a day in some of the most crisis situation times. Right now, we've got 350,000 located that are starving. But Betty, when our viewers watch and they see the need and they see the pain and they understand the cost of not getting food is death, it has moved our viewers. Do you feel today that our viewers understand the importance and the need for the compassion to be expressed?
I absolutely do. I feel as though, you know, how as I feel as a mother that's also lost a child, 40 years old, but she was still my daughter. She was my child. Can you please join together with us and let's be the hands to feed those children? Let's provide the nourishment that they need. We feed their tummies, we fill them up, and then we present Jesus to them. That's a full package, wouldn't you think? So please join with us and let's do it again.
When you see God's love in action, it's very simple to point to the God that gives that love and pours it out through people like you. Would you right now go and get your checkbook? Would you go and get your bank card to help us save those children's lives, $30, $50, or $100, literally, will enable us to feed 3, 5, or 10 children? Would you do that? Could you give $1,000? Could you feed 100 children? Would you take that bank card and use it like a check and go online or call that number and make the largest gift you can know it, can possibly make knowing this? I'm giving the greatest gift there is. I'm giving life. And the missionaries are going to point to the source of all life that flows love through us toward those precious people. Would you do it right now? But please, be the miracle some mother longs for, some child desperately needs.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your health and wellness bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over 2 decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the Ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle, which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
This little girl has brought her little sister here to get a bowl of food. Taking care, she's gonna hold it. I think you're gonna have to help her hold it. It's a big bowl, yeah. Y'all got it? Okay. Taking care of each other. That's what they do here in Africa. The siblings taking care of each other. But many of them can't take care of themselves. But you and I can. I'm asking you just to take care of a few. Today, we have this common bond. That's the love of Jesus Christ. Will you reach out today? Help take care of another one? Just a simple bowl of food. That's all we ask. Your gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next few months. We've got the people in place. We've got the systems in place. We got the long line of children. Will you meet their need? I pray you will. Go online, go to the phone. Make the best gift you can. Let's take care of them.
Well, Betty, since we do some of these remedies, do you find them easy to follow?
I do. I think it's a very good book to keep on hand because there's some situations and things come up in your life you don't expect sometimes. So it's just a nice, good, helpful book.
Well, we know pharmaceuticals can oftentimes do as much damage or more. And natural remedies normally do not have that effect. The probiotic diet and essential fasting, that's just doing healthy fasting, not what can prove to be not so healthy. We want to be a blessing to you. Thank you for helping us be a blessing to millions of people around the world. Thank you.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts. We'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Scripture tells us that all of heaven rejoices when one comes to Christ.
Tomorrow, Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.